Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to Pettastic. Today is Wednesday, and our featured pet of the day is a very special breed of cat that is called the Abyssinian cat. Now there may be some actual owners of the Abyssinian that's listening. I just own regular, everyday domestic short hairs. So learning about this breed, I've become very curious and affectionate for this breed. They are very distinctive. One of the ways that makes them so distinctive is their coat pattern. They're the only breed of cat that has this specific coat pattern that is called ticking. And it's like one strand of hair has different colors on it. Whereas most breeds of cats, in fact, maybe all the other breeds of cats, I'm not sure, they have different colored hairs to make the different patterns. But with the Abyssinians, the actual strand of hair is different colored. So that's what they're like opposite. But not only that, this cat is the structure, the frame of this cat, they're very lightweight, they're very lean, they are very, very elegant. They seem to have a very affectionate and playful personality as well. So there's just a lot of attributes to this breed that make them unique. They make them their own breed. So that's what we've been learning about today. And if you tune in to Pettastic on Facebook, you can catch a short video showing footage of what these cats actually look like. Very beautiful cats. But on the topic of cats for this episode, I was going to talk a little bit about the one thing that all of us that are cat owners, we have to do. And especially if your cat is indoors all the time, and that is the litter box. And there's so many different, nowadays, there's so many different types of litter, and there's so many different styles, and there's automatic litter boxes, old-fashioned litter boxes. I have a lot of experience with owning cats over the years, multiple cats. I've cleaned houses before, you know, for other people with cats. So it's just, I'm going to share a little bit of tips and advice on that. Because the one thing that you don't want, that I can't stand, is I don't want my guests, just because I have cats, your house does not have to smell like cats, right? Like, I don't want my guests to open the door and then the first thing they just smell and they're like, oh wow, they have cats. No, I want them to walk in and then they be walking around and they're like, oh wow, you have cats here, because they see them, not because they smell them necessarily. So I'll be talking about my experiences and how I currently, what I'm doing right now, which I find is the best way. And I also have another tip that is probably one of the most underlooked things that people don't realize or think about, or maybe it's something you don't want to do or you don't have the room for, but it really is a necessity, especially when it comes down to having multiple cats. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back to Pettastic. So I guess it's time for, you know, the bathroom talk, you know, the cat litter box talk. Yeah, I'm gonna go there, because if you have an indoor cat, it's something we all gotta deal with. It's a chore that just comes with it. So there's lots of different styles of litter boxes, lots of different kinds of cat litter, lots of different options out there. And really, honestly, in order to find out what works best for you and your cat or cats, you gotta experiment. I've owned cats for over 25 years, pretty much all my life. Me or my family, we've had, you know, a cat or cats in the house. And we've tried a lot of different things. My mom, we got her an automatic litter box a couple years ago, but I found out that it doesn't really do well when you have multiple cats in the house. It seems to have a hard time keeping up with cleaning it. And I feel like there's a slight misconception behind automatic litter boxes because it doesn't really save you from doing any work, because it'll clean the litter box, right? But it scoops it into, or it kind of like tries to push it into a little container deal, and that gets gross. Like all that stuff just sitting in the container, I mean, that's pretty gross. And you have to dump that or clean that out. So in a sense, it's really not that much, you know, it doesn't save you hardly anything as opposed to just cleaning it out of a litter box yourself. And another thing is automatic litter boxes, this one in particular, it was noisy. Like when the arm would come out and stuff, it would actually make a noise, and it actually scared one of my mom's cats to the point that it wouldn't even use that litter box. So she had to get just a plain old box to put in there as well, because that cat would not even use the automatic litter box. So that was, I feel like it was almost really a waste of money in that sense. Now they might have advanced them in the last year or two, but I was not very impressed with it, to be honest. Now, so I just use plain old everyday litter box. Now, there's still a lot of different varieties of plain old everyday litter boxes. You've got the ones with the hoods on top. You've got the long-sided ones, you've got the short-sided ones, and you just have to find out what works best for your cats. I mean, obviously, if you have a young cat or a kitten, you're probably, like, you, or even a small cat, the short-sided box might be the best option, because it's super easy for the cats to get in and out of. The downside, though, to the short-sided boxes is sometimes cats get overly excited when they like scrape the litter in the box, and it's really easy for the litter to just fly out onto the floor, which makes a mess, which, you know, is not convenient at all. The longer side box is deeper. You could put more litter in it, and when they scrape, you know, a lot of the litter, it hits the side instead of going out. But some cats don't like how hard it is to get in and out of it, so then they won't use it. I personally, I have both. I have one long-sided box, and I have one short-sided box. And my cats can pick and choose which one they want to go in. And some prefer the short-sided box, and some prefer the long-sided box. But it helps keep everybody happier so that there's less accidents. The hooded litter box, you know, a lot of people use it so that, number one, litter, you know, it cuts down on the litter waste being thrown out. It also, some of them have little vents, and you can stick little filters in there to try to help with the ammonia smell. But, you know, some cats get claustrophobic. They don't want to go in there. I mean, it's dark in there. It looks just like a cat carrier, like something you would take them in if you were taking them to the vet. So some cats, like I had an old cat that she would not go into one. She would just have an accident on the floor beside it. She would not want to go in it. And I don't use the hooded ones because if you keep the litter box clean enough anyway, you don't have to worry about the smell of ammonia or things like that. Also, the type of litter you choose will also help with that smell. I always use clumping litter because to me, when the cats go to the bathroom, even if it's just like, you know, ammonia, it clumps. Okay, so all you gotta do is scoop it up and throw it away, and that's out of there. Like, it's gone. The litters that say that they just absorb the ammonia, but they don't clump, I mean, it's still in there, right? To me, that's where way more of that smell would come from. So I always use clumping litter. I always have. I've looked at the other kinds, but to me, in order to cut down on the ammonia smell, to me, the only way to do that is to get it out of there. So if you use a clumping litter and that ammonia and everything clumps together, all you gotta do is scoop it out. So I really feel like the clumping litter definitely helps with the ammonia smell. And there's different kinds of clumping litter. All of my experience comes from a multi-cat household once again. So if you only have one cat, you know, a lot of this other stuff probably does work well for you. I mean, an automatic litter box, non-clumping litter, things like that probably work better, but I have multiple cats, so that's where I'm speaking from in this. I've tried the lightweight clumping litter, and if you only had like one cat, yeah, I could see it working, because the thing that I've noticed with the lightweight clumping litter is not only is it more expensive, the absorption and everything is greater, so it doesn't stretch as far, and also since it's really lightweight, I feel like it actually sticks more to the cat's paws and it's easier for them to make a mess with it. And I have way more of a mess with the lightweight litter than I do with just your average clumping litter. There actually is more of a mess with the lighter weight litter. It is way easier to move around and handle, but it's not very cost effective if you have multiple cats. So right now I've gone back to just using the traditional clumping litter, and that's what's working the best. It's the cheapest of the clumping litters, and you know, it's most affordable. It is heavier, so they don't, you know, it doesn't fly out of the box as much because it is a little bit heavier. They can't scatter it as far, and there is still a little bit that gets stuck on their paws, but not near as much as with the lightweight litter. Also, to cut down on, you know, traffic in and out of the litter box and litter around it, they have a lot of different popular types of litter mats. There's foam ones, rubber ones, you know, carpet ones. We had some kittens, and I even was putting down puppy pads around my litter boxes at first, and you know, and those worked okay. But then of course when the cats got bigger, they would just get shredded, so I had to change that. I currently have a rubber mat in there that has little grooves in it. The thing about the rubber mat is it is easy to clean because it's rubber. So it's really easy to clean. You can just rinse it off and, you know, wash it with bleach, whatever you need to do. But it catches some of the litter. It doesn't catch a whole lot of it, but it catches some. And like I said, the main deal is that it's super easy to clean. I'm going to try different options. I am going to probably try to switch to maybe an outdoor rug or a carpeted litter mat or something like that. I'm just not sure about how to go to keep it like really clean, because you know the main reason I do like the rubber mats is because it is super easy to clean. So we'll just have to go from there, but you just have to kind of see what works for you and your cats. And there's nothing wrong with experimenting, because otherwise how do you know? If you don't try it, then you don't know. So that's kind of my advice, and everybody has to do it. My two main things to take away from this is just know that the more often you clean your litter box, the cleaner it's gonna be. I clean mine twice a day, in the morning and then in the evening. If you don't have that many cats, like you can probably get by with less, but I choose to clean my litter boxes twice a day. And if you have multiple cats, always remember to have multiple litter boxes. This has helped so much in cutting down accidents, and they don't have to be like across the house. They can be side by side, just so that there's more space and there's more options. I think the recommended number is like, you know, one litter box for every two cats, is what I think is a safe ratio is. But yeah, just mainly keeping the litter box itself clean, and that mainly cuts down, you know, on the cat smell, on the ammonia smell, because when guests come over to my house, I don't want them to walk in and then the smell just hits them and they say, oh yeah, you know, they have cats. I want them to just walk in, you know, and look at how clean the house is, and then be like, oh wow, there's cats in here. Like, they didn't know, because you can't smell them, because we don't have that problem because of the litter box situation. And if you guys have, you know, tips or advice, or maybe you have questions, maybe you're struggling, shoot me an email, leave a voice message. You know, I'll address your thoughts or concerns. Maybe you have if you have advice, I'd be more than happy to share that. So thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody has a fantastic Wednesday. I think we're halfway through the work week. Have a great day.